Episode 116, Nuts to Butts. We got me, Joel Train, So Smooth, and Bad Idea Man Bobby. We talk about Ducks Unlimited. We scream some really terrible jokes to the neighbors. And let's see, we talk about... Now we end some phrases. That'd be good. Thanks for listening. Good job.
In your
oh,
ass.
Right, beginning a new one.
Well, did you start a new... Seriously, you didn't just put us underwater, did you?
No, we're good now. Mm-hmm. That's a brand spanky new one.
Wait, it does kind of sound like we're underwater.
Well, that's just the carriage house. It's been raining a lot here.
No. Oh.
That's why there's vines growing against the wall.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Do you hear it?
I just took the hit of cigarette.
I feel like you're coming through on those speakers.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely happening.
Is that making us underwater?
That can't be good.
Turn it up.
What if we meant financially underwater?
I want you to sing now that I know you're coming through speakers.
Underwater. Like, the whole, all those underwater episodes were just us like, fuck, maybe I should just kill myself. Maybe that's the best way.
I can't get out of this house.
Pay back $80,000.
My car. What the
interest
fuck?
Ever.
Can I take your trimmer home?
We need Joel again for that one. Especially in the dark. This is going to be great. Give us a little James Taylor, Joel. In the dark.
Can I borrow your trimmer tonight? I need to weed my fucking yard.
I love it. Nice.
It's been raining for several days now, and it could really use a trim. That's the only part that I like. I need that climb every time to make it sound like something, something, blah, 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 blah.
That is the James Taylor trick. Always be building.
Always be building, James Taylor. You're welcome, you fuck. I know you're going to listen to this and print up t-shirts and make a million goddamn dollars on those alone.
Your James Taylor is very, like, tunnel vision-y.
Well, in this lighting, it's weird, too. Yeah, listeners can tell what we're talking about here, but I wonder if you can hear. I bet you can.
That we're in a dark.
I bet light has enough effect on just everybody's sort of voice and demeanor, especially those two stark contrasts between, like, a top light with a just incandescent bulb. Probably not incandescent. Did you change it out? Is it environmentally friendly?
No, it's not friendly at all.
Jesus Christ.
He likes to have two kids, dude.
You are a Republican.
Another thing, you can't call yourself an environmentalist if you have any kids.
Wow.
I know you want to. I know, Bobby,
and
you're upset.
And I don't think.
Because you call yourself an environmentalist and you have children.
No.
I don't think Bobby's ever called himself an environmentalist.
So hippies?
No. Never been an environmentalist.
The other thing that I didn't understand along those terms was conservative. I felt like, shouldn't they be down for not privatizing national forests, and shouldn't, like, that has that connotation to me, like trying to conserve.
Oh,
in that
that's
way.
A conservationist.
Oh. right that's
which
true.
Actually, a lot of conservatives,
that's a different word.
Are. See, I think that there actually is a fair amount of crossover, because you got the what is it,
Ducks Unlimited.
Yeah, there you go.
Those, yeah, but do you realize why they do that?
Virtually
so
no
they
limit.
Can shoot ducks.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's selfish. It's not for the environment. It's to create environment that there's more ducks in.
Right.
It has nothing to do with saving the planet.
Who doesn't want that?
We're talking to you, Monsanto.
Conservationists aren't necessarily environmentalists.
I think it would be a
conservatoriums.
Conservatoria totalitarianisms.
Something based in cancer. Just because it almost starts.
No, but Ducks Unlimited is only perceived as environmental. It's not.
Not by me.
No, by the general world.
But all the rest of the message that's there, yeah. For hunting, and you're still conserving land.
Yeah, but even saying conserving land for hunting is wrong, because it still says conserving land.
I'm talking to you, Jay Frazier.
They're not conserving land.
Yeah, they are. They're trying to keep it from getting
No, they're not impacted. Conserving land. They're creating environment.
The most inside joke ever.
Not destroying environment.
That's like saying that building another armory is or building another gun range is conserving land because you're using that gun range for what you want to use it for.
No, you've developed that land into a gun range.
Yeah, but not for any purpose of helping the environment.
To do a gun range. Don't you just tear down a bunch of shit and put up targets?
You straight spot targets. There you go. Clear out some trees. Put
no,
up
but
some
I'm
targets.
Saying if you took over some land to build another gun range, you could say you were conserving that land because you used it for what
you
felt it,
wanted,
it needed to be used for.
That's
you conserved
like
it for yourself.
I'm building my skyscraper and I'm conserving this land for skyscrapers.
Yes, well, that's what you
cloak.
Did.
That's how Ducks Unlimited gets to operate. They get to go under that cloak of because it fits in a natural, quote, setting.
That's all I'm trying to say. Right.
I can understand your point.
I'm trying to say, never was it to
affiliated
say...
Affiliated with Al-Qaeda, too, I heard.
Yeah.
Is what I just... loosely.
But I think it's genius, though. But Ducks Unlimited was never created with any kind... Their mission statement never involved because it'll help the planet. That's my point.
I hope so. I hope no mission statement.
Shooting ducks totally helps the planet, though. What are you guys talking about?
So good. If you had it like Chinese, like a nice
shoot
Chinese
some
place?
Fucking ducks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't care what you do with them. Just shoot
them.
They
named a sauce after
it. I don't like to fucking... I don't think you want to shoot them, actually, because don't you just...
Have you heard a fucking
necks?
Duck quack?
Don't you just want to break their necks and
Well, okay.
All I've ever heard them say is Aflac.
I don't want to be spitting out bullets.
You know what's really cute? When there's a bunch of baby ducks behind the mama duck. You can't help
steam
but, like,
roller.
Fuck... Like, it's an impossibility not to smile.
So tasty.
You say steamroll them?
Yeah. Bring line for like
so that they'll be flat and you can hang them on your wall and think they're cute forever.
Bread them and fry them.
Yeah.
Flatten them?
Or
on a hard so it's like a wiener schnitzel turducken. Cute duck.
It's like those giant tenderloin sandwiches.
No. Turducken that motherfucker.
Turducken.
Take the mama duck, right?
Oh,
strip out all the shit.
Okay.
And then you put those little
duck
ducking those little perfect ducks
nice.
Inside the mama duck.
Like totally, cook
that,
yeah.
They cook that thing in the oven.
Still what's a smaller
chicken nuggets inside your fucking duck? Yo. Enjoy
chicken nuggets inside your ducklings inside your duck
yeah. With duck sauce. Nice.
Chick duck ducking,
but duck nuggets.
Wait,
it took too long to say.
No, it's just duck ducking because the N in duck ducking is the chicken.
No,
right?
But you don't put chicken nuggets
no
in.
Chicken
you put
in
duck
it,
nuggets
anyway.
In.
No, I think you do chicken.
I think chicken
no,
nuggets inside the ducklings.
No.
Bad idea.
McNuggets.
No, I'm with Bobby on this one. I may go down, but.
If we're trying to stack it up with ducklings and ducks, why are we not putting duck nuggets
in
duck?
If you put chicken in, you might as well put tuna in. You might as well put fucking red meat in. It's duck.
Any of those options sound pretty good, though.
Delicious, but not duck.
Why don't
That's
you
true,
just
okay.
put...
If you're going for sole duck flavor.
Why don't you just put chicklings? What are they called?
Chicklings, yeah. No, chicklings.
Chicklings.
Yeah. Chicklets?
Why don't you put chicklings into the duck and then hamster nuggets into the chicklings?
Okay. I'm with you on that.
If you're going to go one more, you got to go all three different. You can't go duck, duck, chicken. You got to go duck, chicken, hamster.
I think we've just come up with a variety, a menu of.
This is a new restaurant, right?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah. You got a sole duck flavor that is duck nuggets stuffed inside ducklings, stuffed inside mama duck.
That's the trifecta.
And maybe we could
the
put
duck
them all
trifecta.
Like,
right.
And
on strings.
And get duck nuggets. Like,
the trifecta.
Fucking...
Right, yeah. Can you just put. Everything on a string so you can, like, pull it back out, and it looks like it walking down the road.
I think you probably could.
And then you animate the legs with Robotronics, and as
edible,
you're pulling the strings,
edible
Robotronics.
And licorice as a string.
As you're pulling the licorice string.
I feel like we need development money for that, but I feel like ducks.
Halliburton's got our back.
We can fucking do that right now.
That's true.
Like, we can make ducks happen, but we can't do edible.
I just saw some ducks today.
Electronic parts, robotic
too
parts.
Far?
Okay. I think. Well like just for a first step, like
yeah, we can think a little bit long
branch,
term.
You know what I mean? Once it,
if we know that's down the road,
exactly,
we'll have to write it down.
So what you're saying?
Not that we're going to forget edible robotronic duck parts. But.
What you're saying then is if Ben Franklin had realized that the result of him making the nuclear bomb was going to be the death of multiple millions of Japanese. As opposed to just thinking about it about making the nuclear bomb, what we did was we jumped ahead to
Jesus
killing the
Christ.
Japanese. Well, we should have stuck.
Right.
The Robotronics were the Japanese.
Welcome to a new show, folks.
If we went too far, this is what happened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you got that joke.
You've been listening. You're loyal.
Welcome to Snort Coffee. You can find us places. I don't know how deep into the show we are.
Are we going to be able to fit like Captain of the Callbacks onto my Bad Ideas t-shirt?
Yeah, I think so. Without a doubt. It's going to be real big, too. We got Captain of the Callbacks.
We're going to make it a long sleeve t-shirt.
Bad Idea Man. Silky Smooth. Joel
I like
Green.
Bad Idea Man.
Yeah.
That sticks.
Yeah,
all right.
Well, we don't get any nicknames? What the fuck?
You're Silky Smooth,
dude.
I'm sorry you chose a queer nickname. I went with something cool.
I didn't choose this shit.
I am happy to continue going nicknameless. It's always turned out poorly for me. I've never been... I'm not a Joelberg. I'm just not. It's not
me. You don't
me.
Like Joel Train?
Joel Train's pretty good, but it didn't
I thought I was
stick.
The only one without the nickname.
You're Grizz.
I stood against it. I requested a non-Grizz introduction.
Really?
Listen, you don't even listen to the fucking show.
Wow.
It's a shame we didn't record that either, because I don't even listen to the fucking show.
I got a little way to be an asshole.
Don't listen to the fucking show.
All right, light's going back off.
Hey, one's still moving.
That's like the Jesus of June bugs, dude. Moving, dude. It's like the Jesus of June bugs, man. No, I wouldn't imagine. It's back.
I was just trying to restart his heart. I'll focus. Can't watch out for the door. I'm not worried about the door.
Shit.
Trying
to
play
it
now.
Whoa.
It's going
for
Bobby's
the long haul.
The inside. No, I like it without the lights. It keeps me from screaming. Oh, wait, I just screamed 2 seconds ago.
No light? Yeah. No lights kind of fucks with you. Well, first, I don't know where the mic is.
Yeah.
And then also, like, can't see each other.
Yeah.
Because we actually do give surprising amount of visual
cues
to each other.
A little bit of visual cue. Yeah.
Yeah.
Finally figured that out.
I can go in and get some candles.
Handle it.
Yeah.
You're learning to not.
Should I go get candles?
Why not? Me and Matt can talk.
How about just birthday candles everywhere? Got some of those.
Dude, I'm totally with you. Like, now that they're fucking gone.
All right. Excellent. We can work out some serious
fucking
plans.
And here's my thing on the no kids thing. I'll get uber deep while they're gone. It'll be fun.
Excellent.
I can't have kids. But right. I think that's the right choice for a human. Like, if I didn't have...
Couldn't agree more.
But I didn't have the balls to make the choice. Like, Christine wants to fucking have kids, right?
See, that's a problem.
And we tried. And we failed.
So you got.
So I get to be
you get
in what
your
I
choice.
Would say, but I would have caved to her. I obviously caved to her because we went to a goddamn fertility clinic. So I feel that way, but I can't say like I made this choice, and I think that I stand by that choice. And I'm not even necessarily standing against particularly these two guys' kids. I think they'll be fine generally.
Sure,
but
exactly.
I think I look at them as outliers.
Right.
On the general
right.
scale, and
exactly.
like I, Idiocracy. I'm just saying. It's a surprising, it's a Mike Judge film. Have you seen it?
No.
Watch it. If you can get your hands on it. Netflix, you don't have any fucking bandwidth. Idiocracy.
I have Netflix. I can
look
order
it up.
It.
I think it's on there or order it. Yeah.
Cool.
Put it at the top of your list. It's all the dumb people continue producing. And
oh, really?
There's a guy in a time capsule who's just like average.
Uh-huh.
And
goes to the future?
He goes
I think
to the
I've
future.
Heard of that.
Yeah. It's a Mike Judge film. All right. It's God damn, who's
Mike Judge,
brother?
Like King of the Hill?
Yeah. All King right. of the Hill, Beavis and Butthead. Yeah, Mike right. Judge. That Mike Judge. The Mike Judge.
The Mike Judge.
Congressman Mike Judge.
So is the Congressman in also on the plan? We need to start a club, man. A serious club of non-breeders fans of totalitarian governments.
That's the scary part, dude. Like, I'm...
Oh, you don't want that?
No. Turns out, like, the more I really think about it...
Exactly.
The more I think about, like, somebody controlling how fast my car goes, and these are points that I've made on the show, and the clothing thing,
mm-hmm.
and fucking idiots breeding...
Well, your
like,
car...
That's 3 points for the totalitarian state,
exactly.
and I hate, like...
The more
I don't
want to
be
it,
for that. That seems
sense.
Bad, but then like, it's very frustrating.
You could go faster than 55, but you just have to pay a tax on every 5 miles an hour after that.
Well, no, I'm saying the case I was making was for cars that were literally just controlled, that you didn't have robot cars, and you typed in your destination, and that's how you got there. And my reasoning for that was there's a ton of people that die on the road, and even there would still be some. But it's got to go down. That's a lot of lives to save, which actually is against the breeder position. So what are you going to do?
Fewer people, the better. Certainly.
I don't know. I feel like that's more random, though. And I feel like the breeding definitely has a fucking pattern.
The maple is from the coffee, dude.
Okay, maybe that is. Oh, yeah, because you guys have
You guys are over there drinking it. You can't bail me out?
Right.
I didn't realize that that was the smell you were getting.
I never smelled the maple. I just said...
I might be tripping or shit.
Smell the cup.
I finally smelled maple, but...
That's it, right?
I finally smelled maple, but I didn't realize...
Oh, that's a whole, like, table of candles.
Yeah.
Handle
like,
it, folks.
I feel like we're about to fuck.
Or have, like, some kind of crazy seance. That looks more like a witch setup to me.
There is a, like, pentagram underneath it.
So nice!
I don't get credit for the fact that what we're about to fuck is a little bit funnier than the seance.
I'm not sure it is.
I'm arguing for myself.
Certainly more disturbing.
You don't burn that candle long enough, or it wouldn't burn down in the middle like that.
Mind your own business, dude.
Wow.
I just don't like the way you burn your
candles.
Don't you
tell me how to burn my candles.
I'm not a big fan. I think there's better ways. I think if you mix those candles with water, you get a whole lot more
dude,
use out of them.
You're burning your candle literally at both ends. Put some water in there.
Yeah, I got to put some water in there.
It is a whole new dynamic. I feel like the energy is
very
much changed.
Wow,
that's nice. That's not bad either.
I think the people walking by will be even more disturbed than they were before.
I can stand it for a while.
Oh, sweet.
Chair's hurting my back. It's like going to bonding.
Fucking shitty chair.
Screw him.
But not to get him pregnant. Did we intro show?
Nope.
Hi? No, we didn't even do introductions. Joel Train.
No, we did do an introduction.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did we?
Did
we?
Snortcoffee.com.
Snort coffee.
937-551-1040.
So good. It really is good.
And the intro shows up 20
What's that?
Minutes
Snorting
into
coffee.
It.
Coffee.
Yeah, I agree.
The show's not bad. Snorting coffee.
Not
if
bad.
You, especially if you have a history of, like, you know.
Epilepsy.
Exactly.
Snorting other stuff.
Liver disease.
Yeah. Epilepsy, liver disease, and snorting other stuff.
All right.
I think it works with those key demographics.
Of all the things you can snort, it's not that bad for you.
It'll be worse.
So, oh, man. Is this the episode? No, it's not. We didn't talk about totalitarianism on this episode, did we?
No. I'm sure you'll get into it here in a little bit, though.
Yeah, it sounds like it. No, I won't.
It's the New World Order cast.
I vow not
you just,
to.
You just did.
I vow not
so,
to.
No, you just did. It's a week later, so it'll work out.
I think it's easy to accept the totalitarian government as long as you realize you'll be in the ruling class.
If that's the case, it might be all right. Yeah.
Okay, but...
And I'm going to put myself in the... I'm going to put myself in the... Well, hell, I'm fucking forming it, so... I'm fucking... We're starting it right now. You just
So you don't have to be the victim of it, and once you don't have to be the victim of it, it's okay?
I'll follow most of the rules.
Could you imagine what, like, a sweet life...
The ones I deem appropriate.
What was the little Red Army in China? Mao's, like, they had the kids, right? Well, an adult managed those fucking kids. Imagine how sweet that gig is, man. You've got an army of fucking, like...
army of
lots
kids.
Lots of blowjobs.
Yeah.
Just like cult leader.
And they don't even have to, like... you don't need them to climb on top and, like, gouge at eyes or anything. You just need them to turn in names.
On that one.
Yeah, that's not bad.
It's great.
Yeah.
So powerful. So strong.
Talking about... child blowjobs, some chick walking past.
Imagine having an army of kids. Could you imagine all the blowjobs? Oh.
Hello, I don't think I said blowjobs.
No, I totally did, though.
He did.
Loud.
I was talking too loud to hear you. Oh, wow.
Can I get back to the premise that we talked about a few episodes ago of the reason that you're limiting the kids is because the kids become a burden on taxpayers? That's the sole reason, right?
At the
base, at the roux of the gravy.
No. In fact, I'd say that the bigger problem is just all the more and more stupid people. Stupid people have more kids. Those kids tend to be stupid. They have.
Well,
more
why is
kids.
That bad? Because they're causing a burden on society's financials.
Oh, it's just because there are a bunch of stupid people around. It's definitely going
to... It's a pain in the ass for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Then why wouldn't you trying to go to the fucking grocery store?
Then why wouldn't you boil your... Why wouldn't you boil your idea down to you have to take a competency test before you have a second kid? Why do they have to pay more money? Because it's a burden on society.
Okay, those only of a certain educational status and who can pass certain tests will be allowed to have children? That's fine with me.
So...
That's a... Now, hold on. I just want to say something. That's a big step up in terms of the amount of control. Because now you're talking about defertilitizing, that's right, I said it, people when they're young, and then allowing, like, that's how you'd have to do that scientifically.
Yeah.
No, but I'm saying.
I'm not entirely opposed to that.
You can achieve.
I just think this one's easier.
Okay. If you state your goal as to not longer, but... create, if you state your goal as to not repeat, to not produce more stupid people, then your goal can be achieved by a competency test, not by eliminating the rights of people to have a second child.
But I got it. Still are eliminating the rights of the people, dumb people, to have any children.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. So you,
I'm fine with either one, yeah.
So then we don't have to attach more money to the second child.
No, okay. All right, if you just have issues with taxation, that's cool because, I was just looking for that a way cool. to discourage it. Certainly.
It's cool to have issues with
taxation. Consider this. What if...
Do you see how I just kind of blew up your argument, though?
No.
I took away, so you're not taxing anymore.
I don't care about the tax part. Okay. I don't need the money.
I thought your goal was the tax part.
No, I'm just talking... Because
the idea of charging a tax for an extra kid sounds like...
No,
it's just the only hindrance that you can put in place.
Yes, it was just a way to...
You can't fucking defertilitize people.
You can't go competency test?
Because you have to... You have to.
Great. I'm down.
You have to tear out their uteruses and testicles.
No, you don't.
And then put them back in. How do you keep people from having babies?
Kill the baby when it's born.
Well, that's what I'm... That was the next thing that I was going to say.
But
straight up kill it.
Right. Yeah. If we think it's stupid...
Spike it.
Kill the baby when it's born. Whatever. Like...
Well, I'm more concerned about the stupid parent. So I think that taking the child and raising... Well, okay. Taking child and raising them in government institutions.
The test becomes not whether or not you can have kids. It becomes whether you walk out of the testing building.
Yeah, my overall goal is not less children necessarily. I don't think we bother with the test. I think that's
the policy is, if you're even in a possibility of being considered stupid by other people, then you probably shouldn't have fucking kids. Because literally, like, somebody just turns you in. One of Mao's army says, like, that kid's fucking stupid, and his parents are fucking stupid. And then they just show up to your house, and nobody lives there anymore.
The kids do?
Well, anybody could turn a family in. Anybody could say, these motherfuckers are stupid.
But the kid army comes
in. No, you can't have kids executing whole households, because that... Fucking, I think that tweaks something, and you know what I mean?
It's going to cause issues when they
grow up. They just turn them in, and then professionals show up.
Well, plus, if that were to happen, if the kids came and got you, then the leader now has to balance his time between scheduling the blowjobs and the executions. And now it doesn't seem like such a sweet gig, does it?
I think the executioning ones are a little tougher looking. You wouldn't be interested in blowjobs for them.
Oof.
I'd close
Make
my eyes
the ugly
and be
kids
interested
do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got it.
I'd be interested in no more child blowjob references for the next hour.
I agree.
I'm just saying I can close my eyes and enjoy a blowjob from pretty much anybody.
That's the worst thing you could have said right there.
Yeah, that
it sounds awful.
Crossed my line, and that's a fucking deep line.
That's the shallowest line I've ever seen, dude. What are you talking about? Our resident lawyer. Like, always calling up fucking egghead.com presents doesn't...
Oh, that's right.
We do not endorse the fucking execution of hamsters in order to complete the trifecta of hamster, chicken, duck, and restaurants.
What is hamster line?
I think we need to go fowl, chicken-y,
right?
Swine,
pork, or
bovine.
I don't know. You go rodent?
Chicken and a pig and a cow. Roast it on a spit?
You can't.
9 hours.
That's in the Bible. You can't do that.
You're now killing the Japanese again. You can't reach that far. You have to stick with creating the nuclear bomb.
I think as long as he keeps edible robot parts out of it, that's still just riffing on what Thomas Edison did.
When he had sex with his slaves?
I think that's Jefferson.
Yeah, that was the point.
Light bulb.
Right. It was a bad idea to continue the bad reference of wrong historian figure joke.
That's that bad idea.
I'm sorry.
I feel like we should, have a
All right.
Like, wah, 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 something to that effect.
Just steal the just the Price is Right one.
Can we end as a show? We'll end some phrases here and there. Can we end?
Love it when we end phrases.
Can we end? That's how our role. Like that one's been should have been dead for a while, but I still hear it.
Except for
that's how our role.
Except for my daughter has a T-shirt with a picture of a stroller on it that says "That's how I roll," and that's funny.
Right on the verge, man. Like that's top end. It doesn't make me want to punch you when you say it, and it helps if you're a 3-4 year old or something.
Still
you know?
Standing, folks. He didn't.
No, I'm talking about your kid. Your kid is acceptably wearing it, like just right on the edge. That. Yeah,
you should know better.
Yeah,
handle it.
Yeah, that one seems like it should be gone. Well,
she'll never give a decent blowjob now. Oh, God. Sorry.
But sometimes I think...
You're the one who called the man.
Sometimes I think the phrase that becomes overly used, like what you're...
Yeah.
I think that once it hits that level, every time it's used after that, the connotation that it's overly used is in there. I'm not saying that's how I roll, because I think that that's funny by itself. I'm saying that's how I roll because I realize... It's funny because it's so not funny anymore
right,
because it's so
have
old.
Have we hit that point, though?
Irony.
There's your episode title. How are you going to fucking spell that one? Irony.
Are you, like, from Iran?
Somewhere between that and a nicely pressed shirt.
Ironies.
There you go.
You can get away with anything, ironically.
There's a weird culture of irony
yeah, but
right
I think
now.
Even though it's said the same, it carries the weight of iron,
right.
Or ironies.
It does. Yes, it does. Irony.
So therefore, I think it never hits the point where we have to kill it. We have to end it. I'm arguing. I'm bad idea, man. You take
says,
these phrases.
End this bit.
End, no, you end these phrases, and I will argue for them.
I think it's dumb.
That's fine. I've laid out my argument. Yeah. If now, all you've got is I think it's dumb, I think I win.
Here's an interesting thing that plays... I think it lands more on Bobby's side of the fence than yours.
I win.
That was my point. Once the people inside this garage and inside these earbuds realize that phrase is fucking dead, and you shouldn't be saying that phrase if you care what people think of your ability to make words out of your mouth and ideas out of your brain.
Beautifully said.
That it becomes a litmus test, right? Or is it lipness?
I
think it's litmus. There you
go. Litmus? It becomes, some sort of standard.
I think Bobby just said something right once.
Wow.
Wow. Nice.
That was my alter ego, the good idea man. We've just kicked him out. He won't be showing up.
Fuck off, you. We're going to pronounce it wrong.
So if you say it, you're an asshole, or if you say it...
If you say it, you're an asshole, but not
you might
only
know
you,
that you're an asshole.
Right. That's okay. The important part. Okay. Because there's a lot of things that people say, and they're assholes, but you don't necessarily know. And
what
that
about,
becomes one of those,
what
like,
about
oh.
Faux shizzle? Like, you're a giant asshole, regardless of how you say that.
Well, and
I'm going same method here.
Right. But why...
Like, unless you say it like
do you want
shizzle,
them walking around
and being
secret?
Stupid, you know? Like,
well...
See,
in
ironically,
the event,
you can still get away with
maybe.
It.
Maybe.
In the event that I was hired to defend Faux Shizzle now, I will now refer to the Faux Shizzle as the exception that proves the rule and use it to re-argue that's how I roll. Because I think if you tier them, Faux Shizzle reaches a higher tier than that's how I roll. I think Faux Shizzle...
Is that words that are used?
Yeah, Faux Shizzle is on a fringe. I think.
If Bobby's baby said to you, or had a t-shirt on that said, Faux Shizzle, you fully get to punch it in the fucking face.
So, yeah.
Like, that's how ridiculous
it is. Because it's a higher
stupid.
Tier.
But if it has the that's how I roll, you just have to be like, well, I guess that baby's a douche.
So as,
and move on.
Just punk it out, like, fucking.
Right.
And
don't just
hit it.
Can't hit it, though.
Okay. As the public phrase defender, I will concede the loss of Faux Shizzle. Because I know the loss of Faux Shizzle helps strengthen the case of that's how I roll.
I think that's how I roll is still used, like they think they're cool when they're saying it. A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you got to go to an extra level to say Faux Shizzle and think you're cool.
I don't even care about Faux Shizzle.
Yeah, well, I'm playing my part.
I don't even care about that one.
All right.
That one's already dead, I think. That's how I roll, though. I hear it quite often by folks that just shouldn't be saying it.
Aren't using it ironically.
No.
Wow. So what we're really talking about is not killing
kind
something.
Of think they are, but aren't.
You're talking about immediately slamming into ironicisms. You don't want to kill it. You want to put it over the edge that now can only be used ironically.
No, I'm kind of tired of it. I'd like to see it just going.
Yeah. I think it's dumb. So I win.
But keep in mind, that's a bad idea.
That's true.
I like the idea of playing the fucking protagonist. Can we argue French? No, no, that's not happening. No.
I don't think you can argue it because I know I haven't seen
don't
it.
Don't know enough about it.
I just hear that it's shitty, and then I look at like commercials for it, and I don't want to watch it. And so that would be my argument, and like you'd be able to crush that because I'm sure it's a brilliant show.
All right, when you guys are walking past people in close quarters, let's say you're in line for something or like you're in a crowded place, whatever. Nuts to butts, butts to butts, nuts to nuts. Those are your options, I think. Or on, I guess you could go like upper torso to any of those options, assuming you can walk on your hands.
Huh? Right.
I'm going butts to butts.
You have to be this close to them.
You got
to. You get to decide.
Basically, touching.
You get to move them to where you want them to be.
No, they're standing there. However, they're standing there.
And you got
to
form your way around into the way you feel most comfortable.
You've got to sneak through.
What exactly is the situation? Am I on a subway car? Am I in line at fast food?
Sure, yeah.
Am I what? Like
wherever.
Without a doubt, I think the default option is to go your nuts to their butts.
Why not butts to butts?
I go for butts to butts.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like having people behind me.
If
though.
It's that busy, if you go butts to
butts,
you're
just
also.
Walking past. You're making your way through.
Oh.
Oh, you're sliding by.
Yes, exactly. Okay, exactly.
So you'd rather slide backwards.
Yes. Yes.
But aren't you, especially if it's that
crowded, then there's also somebody nuts to butts.
So yeah, you go butts to butts, if you decide on butts to butts, you also accept nuts to nuts. But if you just go butts to nuts, you slide through and you keep butts and nuts on both ends.
Lucky you.
You have a much more high moral ground if you go butts to nuts. Because you can't get called for hypocriticisms.
It's middle of the road.
I'm just walking
past. Look at that hypocrite who's walking, he's like, I'm going butts to butts, right? Because I'm this is my set
of fucking
morals.
You're nuts to nuts, too.
Yeah, you're nuts to nuts, too, dude. You don't know this.
You guys are missing the total. Okay, I guess I explained it.
If you have to go between a human and a wall.
Yes. It's not always other humans. There's like you're just trying to slide through something.
Way to throw that in there, dude.
I'm sorry.
It's a little late for that, but then butts to butts.
Yeah, but then you're going nuts to drywall, and I'm not sure that works.
Oh, no, it works.
I like my chances of nuts and drywall because drywall can't.
What about nuts to chair rail? Because that's really what you're going to be going on.
That's okay, too.
Fancy.
Yeah. A nice mold, nice crown molding chair rail. It's not called crown molding if it's chair rail, though, is it?
No, it's either crown molding or chair rail.
Yeah.
So what is the design of the crown molding called?
There's multiple. You could have a cove or
I know, but
it
probably has a name, right?
A
general
dental.
Name of what kind of designs that generates from. That make any sense?
There's a variety of different crown moldings.
Yeah, but so then the chair rail has to. What's the chair rail's design called?
That one is kind of just called chair rail.
So you
because
have,
it's always that chair rail design.
What if you have a flat chair rail, flat chested chair rail?
I don't see that very often, but that actually sounds kind of nice. I like it.
Yeah.
Still a chair rail.
Polka dot.
Just because of the height.
What are the? Is it the Amish or the Shakers or
the
Quakers
Amish.
That hang their chairs on the wall?
Shakers.
No
that
idea.
Seems pretty sweet.
It's definitely
cool.
The Shakers.
I'm
though.
So and I.
Shakers.
Wait,
are kind
is it Shakers
cool,
or Quakers
really.
That I?
It's definitely
agree
Shakers.
Philosophically with.
Except for the fact that nobody can fuck. That's the biggest problem with Shakers.
I'll just beat off.
If you have
nobody
money,
nobody gets
fuck.
Laid.
I'll just beat off. I'm not trying to have kids anyway.
Well,
so.
Yeah. Yeah,
well,
that's actually
your financial records dispute that fact,
and it's a commune, so I'm down.
Well, that's been the biggest problem with all these planned communities is that usually there's some weird sexual thing or religious thing going on.
You
gotta
have sexual
movement,
like Shakers, nobody fucked, and then like Zionists or somebody up there.
I don't know, but every time I hear about them, it's racism, so I don't like those guys.
Zionists,
loosen that one up.
No, I'm not thinking of
that. Yeah, that is a weird.
Yeah, I don't know who I'm thinking of.
No, I think it was like Quakers because they have this like open. religious ceremony where, like, everybody just sits around in silence.
Right.
And then if somebody feels led to say something, then they say something. And they're set, like, they're...
No leaders.
Right, right, right.
Like, there's no priests. It's just a bunch of people getting together.
And the principles, generally, I agree with. It's really
kind of
cool.
Went
there's some Quakers
to,
around here, too.
Yeah. My mom went to some meetings or get-togethers or something.
They call it a weird...
Something weird. Yeah.
Togethers or, something along those lines. Check the show notes for nothing.
I got lost with my microphone, but the shaker's really something?
Yeah.
I used to live on
some
property
weird
with
Christian
a...
split off from the beginning of the country.
A shaker graveyard on it.
Really?
Nice, really?
You get,
that's cool. Yeah.
And I don't know. I won't know till you if you're serious.
No, shaker totally Run, right?
Monday,
yeah.
But
yeah.
Shaker
yeah,
Run.
Yeah, at Armco Park. There's
Shaker Run, the golf course, is named after Shakers?
Yeah.
And that's similar to Quakers?
Yeah.
Less oatmeal?
Slightly less oatmeal.
Probably about still, the same amount of oatmeal. Yeah. I bet those motherfuckers
and
eat
less
don't make a lot of
oatmeal. Oil, which means
not
Shakers are more environmentally friendly.
I don't think either one of those groups is anti-car. I think that's just the Amish.
But I'm saying Quaker, as in Quaker State Oil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it came from you.
With chicks, nuts to any parts, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, nuts in.
Yeah.
Nuts
no
in
complaints
with chicks.
Anywhere, really. Like, no.
Whatever you got. Whatever's sticking out, I'm gonna like. That's how I'm
rubbing on
it. But.
But do you think
just a hip? Yeah. Fuck it, I'll get them next time.
Do you think that decision will be heavily influenced by your favorite sexual position?
Oh, I'm sure it comes into play.
I'm not gonna rearrange my direction to.
Why?
So you're saying it doesn't influence. If your favorite sexual position is doggy, but your first opportunity, like it would take a little more effort to get it to doggy than it would to get it to missionary.
Boy,
you go nuts to bush.
Well, all I'm doing is walking past somebody.
Right.
Nuts to cunts.
So
nuts to cunts. I'm just saying, probably my favorite position is doggy, I guess. It's the one that's the most comfortable for me.
Can we stop saying that, too, actually?
Yes.
Doggy style.
I will argue
like, with
dog.
That one.
I agree.
Yeah. I'd like.
Well, because I think if you go from behind, it brings a lot of anal into it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
I think if you say from behind, so what's acceptable without bringing anal?
I don't know. Not doggy style.
We need to rename.
Yeah. We got to figure out something better.
Well, how about mammal style would be more accurate, though?
Oh, but that's never going to catch.
Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
But dogs are mammal.
People don't like scientific
but,
names, though.
Cats do it the same way. Cows, horses.
No, cats
do
it. Cats do it hanging upside down from tree branches.
Do it.
Really?
Yes.
Even hang in there. You'll get laid soon.
Cats do it. There's a song out there somewhere that sounds similar to that.
We use the potty.
There is a fuck like a... animal song.
Not that one. I like that.
Does it have to describe what it is? Like, missionary doesn't say you lay on top of her.
Yeah.
You know? We got to come up with a better doggy style that
missionary doesn't make a whole lot of sense at all.
I was confused about it. I'm still not real positive when I say missionary and you lay on top of her. I assume that's right.
I think that comes from we're preaching the word of God, quit screwing her from behind.
No. I think missionary
I think that
has much. I think missionary derives much more military style.
Military.
This is how you fuck your wife, there, boy.
Military.
Bend over,
I'd say because if you think of the way that armed services go about their routines,
right.
Everything's simple, everything's clean, everything's so. You being on top, when you think of sex, it's the normal, clean. Regular way to do it.
See,
it's weird because you would think the conservative way of having sex would be to not have to look at the woman.
Like glory hole style?
No. Not quite glory hole style, but I mean,
as close as you can get to it would still be in the same room.
Essentially. And I think that breaks down into some form of doggy style, but I sort of agree with you on the term doggy style. There's got to be a better way to fucking say that. That's. Yeah.
So, like, missionary should be like,
almost as bad
wait,
as missionary.
You could
just
include,
grabbing the hips.
You could include military and very conservative in missionary. So, missionary should be that you, like, beat off into a super soaker and then squirt it across the room.
Wow.
And like that, right?
That's a lot of beat offs.
Half
with water. Half with water.
You got to mix it with water, dude.
There you go. Water that down, yeah.
Yeah, you got to mix it with water. Well, you double your output, though.
Right.
Yeah. Your aim doesn't have. Because even the dumb people. That aren't supposed to be having kids will still be able, if they mix it half with water, have a longer stream to better aim because they're dumb, so it's going to take them longer to zero in.
Right.
Right.
doggy style could be in the butt or not, correct or no?
Well,
in the butt.
In the butt's okay. In the butt, but you can do in the butt doggy style.
Can you do it in the butt not doggy style?
But you have to say, if you say just doggy style,
you couldn't,
that does
you
not.
You could push the legs back a little further missionary style?
Sure, sure. You're right.
I'm saying, you tell me you couldn't do it?
No,
you had
no,
to see that to want to throw up in your mouth.
I didn't like hump the air or anything. I just held the legs up.
Grabbing the hips isn't good.
I bet you could listen to all, 92 episodes?
We're up to
right there.
93 that are released right this second.
Yeah, it'll be 100 or something now. And I bet you could listen back to them. And is the only ones that end up in anal conversations with
yes,
me?
Yes, very much.
All right, so I should stop that.
We've never gotten there without you.
That can't be true. I must have.
So we've been missing out on this bad idea man nickname for quite a while.
Possibly.
Yeah. So maybe we're all shouldn't have kids.
What's interesting, though, I think that's not a bad thing because it's just everything you bring what you have to the table. Bobby's.
So I have a lot of anal in me.
Bobby's super horny for butt. I didn't say grizz.
So. Right, right. Bad idea. Really wants some butt, but hasn't figured out that it might be a bad idea.
Just to talk about it.
Oh, now there's poop all over my penis. Fuck, that was a bad idea.
That happens.
What was I thinking?
I'm just saying, you walk into a situation where the chick didn't expect to have anal that night.
Like, prepping her butt for anal. Like, I'm trying to imagine that. Like, I don't know, he might want to fuck me in the ass tonight, so.
You better clean out.
Like, I'm going to take a bath, so I really get everything, you know.
You got to take a shit before you take the bath.
Well, certainly, and then wash after the shit, and then whatever happens, nothing until you.
Yeah, do not eat.
Insider pooper.
You're not allowed to eat until I put it in your butt.
You can eat. Just
yeah, that's the courtesy way to do it. I'm not saying it happens like that every time. I'm just saying you,
right, no, that's
you went to the courteous extreme. I mean,
did you guys notice the house across the street is for sale?
Again?
Wow.
I can't wait.
Since we started the...
Yeah.
It's a good realtor at this time of night to come out and... who knows?
We understand. People being loud, podcasting.
But obviously, they brought out candles and we put the fucking place up for sale. We were not going to deal with that kind of shit across
We shouldn't have interrupted because obviously he was going to continue into something about anal over there, right? I mean, you weren't trying to change the subject or anything.
I can only imagine the neighbors and what they hear coming out of this crazy hole.
That's what she said.
Wait a minute. Wow, she is a whore. Her voice is in her hole. That's a dark young lady.
We run out of items. When you're refishing,
lost souls in there. That's what I keep my pussy. Lost
like putting
souls.
Your ear up to a
Can
shell.
Can I fuck you, please? Then you're nothing. You're a shadow. You're a shell.
Oh man,
this coffee is good.
Yeah, it is. You got any to spare?
Well, that's.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we can do a little bit.
Let's say you have a tradition with your spouse or your significant fuck other that you don't have anal. Let's say anal's not in the equation.
That's with you so far.
But let's say that you're cool with anal not being in the equation, except for you still got that tick in your head where it's like, I see it in porn, anal might be cool. That's why I think doggy is the best position, because
you're very welcome.
It gives you the illusion of the option of the anal without having to worry about getting the anal.
I don't know. If I can't drive a Ferrari, I'm not saying I want to drive a Ferrari, but if I can't drive a Ferrari, I don't think I want to look at one across the street every fucking day when I get into my, Celica.
You don't want to fuck.
You know what I mean?
You don't want to fuck the gas tank of the Ferrari. That's what you're saying.
I'd do that.
It's mine now. We got it. Now he's humping the air.
How pissed would your neighbor be? I can't get a Ferrari anymore.
You just make high octane because instead of the water in the super soaker with the cum, you siphon out the gas cum. And now you're half gas, half cum.
Shoot your flaming cum.
Yes.
Something.
Which then you could do.
Yeah. Well, that gives you that ability. What's your ability?
Finally.
I shoot flaming cum and just into whatever the fuck is around when I get my super soaker out and put that lighter at the end of it. That's the worst that's crazy, superpower. Man. I'm not sure it qualifies as a superpower, but it's something.
No, it's super.
It's something.
Do you guys need a goodbye at the end of your conversations?
Oh, yes. I love this conversation.
Yes, and it's annoying even really? To me, and I horribly need it.
I understand not getting one, but for the next 5 seconds, I'm like, what the fuck is, like, whatever.
So then why is society forcing this idea into our heads by, in every movie and every TV show, nobody even comes close to saying goodbye?
You watch fucking weird shit that happens.
Dude, never. You have not paid attention then, because there is nothing I've ever seen, because this has been an issue I've always thought about. And there's nothing I've ever seen anywhere on television that's not a reality show where people are actually acting normal. That's acting, actual acting. Where
see, if you even say that, what the fuck are you watching? Reality shows where people act normal.
Wow. Okay. I was just dismissing reality because I'm talking about
you're
scripted
saying on
acting.
Scripted comedy and whatever
scripted
acting.
Scripted anything.
I they don't never say goodbye.
No.
Oh, okay.
And now that it's in your head, you'll watch and you'll understand.
I'll see.
Yeah, I haven't noticed it.
And you can't give me an example, I don't think, because I'm pretty sure it doesn't exist. So you're saying the TV shows you watch, they do say goodbye?
I'm talking in my personal life. It weirds me out when I don't get a goodbye on the phone. Or
right.
Yeah, that's whatever. Fine. But I was saying, then why is...
I don't give a fuck about society. I don't understand why people stop saying goodbye.
I don't think that the Jewish media are trying to get us all not to say goodbye to each other.
What if that's our plan?
Oh, wow. Maybe I do think that.
That's where I was going.
Do the Jews control the media, and they don't want us to be nice when we're fucking ending interactions with each other?
No, I'm just saying it. Well, what I was trying to say was that it becomes a conflicting issue of we're being fed, just like just the general idea of being fed. I'm not saying that I actually believe this. I'm trying to be funny. I'm just saying that we're fed the idea that you don't have to say goodbye. So then you take it as a, why the fuck is nobody saying goodbye? Which is fine.
I take it as a, is this conversation over?
Right.
Should I hang up now or not?
No, there, in principle, should be a solid end point to a conversation.
Yeah, that's what.
And it shouldn't be a dial tone.
It doesn't exist in what we digest.
What if saying goodbye is like these kids with the hair and the music?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, in the future, it's not even a big, like, yeah, of course the fucking conversation's over, you idiot. I'm not standing here. I hung up the phone.
That's a good point because.
It's just over.
We are certainly living in more of a society. I don't say goodbye on my texts.
Right.
Right.
Fuck. I get a lot of phone calls at work now where people don't say goodbye to me, and I'm still on the phone like...
Because it's cool thing to do. It's what's happening on Friends.
I need these parts. Okay, I'll get them to you. Click.
Or something.
Okay,
yeah.
At work, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get them to you. Or I'll be down.
I think people feel cool doing it. It's what they see in what controls cool.
Yeah, they get to act like that president on 24.
So, I'm just saying, like, my original bringing this part up wasn't a bad idea.
Does it
but
depend
saying
on how
that was a bad idea. So, one for one.
Does it depend on how friendly you are with that person?
No, I always want to go goodbye. I always want to see you later, whatever.
Now,
so let me know.
In phone calls?
Yes.
Because you're not running into this one-on-one interaction-wise.
No, not typically.
Like, all right, I'll get you those parts.
Yeah. And not really. No, just on the phone. And it's just weird because there's shit going on at work and, like, there's questions asked and I don't know if that's the last question and I'm sitting there waiting for 3 seconds until a dial tone comes up to see if somebody's done with the conversation when they done hung up.
3 seconds?
However long it takes for the dial tone to come up.
I'm not sure when the last time I heard dial tone was.
But even I'll get you those parts is, like, I'll get you those parts, I'll see it. It details your next interaction, so you almost don't need a goodbye in that scenario.
Right, but it's rarely I'll get you those parts. It's mostly what should I do here?
Okay.
And I say, well, you do this.
And then
and
click.
They just hang up the phone?
And it's cool.
That's a goodbye.
Cool's a goodbye. Bobby?
Yeah, judge it.
No goodbye?
Doesn't count? I'm just not weighing in.
Oh, damn it. Cool's the new goodbye.
Whatever. Cool's like 3 years ago.
Well, okay. It
this
was
is Ohio.
The new goodbye.
There's definitely a different goodbye.
I say all right.
Cool. All right. Later. See ya.
But that counts as a goodbye as well, right?
I mean, not really. All right. Like, all right
What do you want? Like, a good afternoon to you, sir? Like, you know.
My all right is typically in the middle of something, though. Or in the middle of a all right, bye.
Yeah, all right, bye.
What about bet?
Not all right by itself.
All right, bet.
No, that doesn't work.
Like, what's the minimum amount that you need for the bye to count?
Is bet cool?
We can make it cool, I guess. I never heard it.
I'd be like, what?
Never heard people say, what? Like, all right, bet.
No.
No, like, not, no.
Nope. I don't watch Fringe. Sorry.
But bet used in like the shortened version of you can bet on it. Yes, that's going to happen. All right, bet.
Like, okay, I thought you were saying.
Hey, you want to come over? Hey,
bet.
You want to come over tomorrow? Yeah, all right, bet.
Yeah,
that's like a. That's been.
Wow.
Used. I've heard bet used. I thought you were saying like bet, like a like almost like a sheep would make like the sound of sheep. Bet, 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 bet. That, but just like a all tiny right, little bet. Sliver of that.
All right, farm noise
but
inserted
I've,
here.
No, I've definitely heard people say bet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Austin hasn't, right?
Austin, I'm sure, never fucking would say that.
I've never heard
it. He's a dick.
It's weird because I rag on people that – one of my big issues when it comes to race is I'm fine with being a little bit racist because I think everybody naturally is, but I want everything to be clear and fair. And when I see somebody who acts – 100% different in front of a black person. They change their whole demeanor. You know, their handshake changes. Everything changes.
Yeah.
I think that's a little bit annoying because I think that's more racist than me saying there are black people out there that I don't like, and it may be because they're black, but not necessarily because they're black, because of what being black has created them to be. And I think being that little bit of racist, knowing that there's a fringe of racism in everybody, because you're just like you defend your country, you're naturally inclined to defend what's yours, and you view your color is what's yours. I'm being, you know, being serious.
Right, right.
But anyways, but I had a dude. He wasn't a black guy. But this makes this not make any sense whatsoever. But he always said bet, and when I would hang out with him, I would say it too.
I was going to say, I have trouble with handshakes generally, and if it's not even just like somebody who seems to be young and whatever, like. I'll adjust handshakes for who I'm.
I think handshakes is acceptable.
Like old dude?
I think definitely handshakes is acceptable, handshake. But you do the white version of your black handshake when you shake hands with a
how
black
far does that go? Does like just to like the sort of class?
You might even come in a bit. You might even come in a bit.
I don't think I'd ever come in.
Oh, you don't come in at all?
I did not change not my handshake
if somebody starts
at all
to come
for a
in
black
at you,
person.
You're not coming
no,
back
yeah,
in.
I mean, if,
yeah, yeah. But I'm saying you don't go full out. You don't then invite the whole wrap around.
No, no, no.
The double finish is what I'm. You know what I'm saying? Like you do. You may adjust your handshake, but you do it within your scope of handshakes.
Right. Yeah, going overly, I think
you don't go outside of your scope of handshakes. Right. Right.
Yeah, going overly on any of those.
You don't got nothing to say about this great conversation.
Everybody adapts their mannerisms to the group of people that they're hanging out with, talking to, or just trying mm-hmm. to be accepted by in some sense.
But I think it can be overly done.
And yeah, those are the people that are
that's
good
what annoys
at it.
Me.
Those are the people that really know how to float between groups. They can be an FBI informant and
saying.
With the fucking KKK.
So that's the undercover guy. So yeah. We just need to recruit white guys that act black to be undercover guys. But only if they do it in the presence
but, okay, so today I paid to have my lawn mowed because I hadn't been able to mow it. You know, 30 days of rain and all. Anyway, so I called up dudes to mow my lawn out in the country, and I used y'all in each conversation when I spoke with them.
That's funny.
Yeah. And I totally rednecked it up a little bit because everybody's a redneck in my area.
Right. You want them to feel comfortable with.
Right.
You're coming out to some hippie's farm. You're coming out.
Exactly.
To
exactly.
That's another redneck.
And, right.
I think, in a way, that's within your scope as well, though.
That's why you live there.
Well, maybe. I don't know. But I'm not really redneckish. And
I don't think
I'm trying to get the best price on
change up any of my shit, really.
That really.
Huh? Well, then why didn't you?
You know what? I will agree that you don't.
I don't think I do.
Mexican but I think that's a different.
There's no
I think you have
Mexicans
a separate personality.
Area, and they're
type
all working down the landscaping place.
What it
with
is.
Gas.
The same thing that
yeah,
makes me super social
and, yeah.
makes me kind of have to have that decision of whether I'm
my
not,
area is mostly
how,
white.
Where my scope is. The thing that makes you a little further removed makes you not have to worry about it.
All right.
Right?
Sure.
Well, that's a fucking bad idea.
You're too hard on yourself, man.
I just don't think I do it. I don't know.
I'm agreeing with you. I don't think you do either.
I probably do a little bit, but not much.
Watch your sleep, buddy.
But that's where my original thought, it was just a story of how I'm conflicted.
Right.
Because I hate the fact that it's done, and within a small scale, I do it myself.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree with you there.
I wasn't, yeah. I was
race just... relations are tough.
I don't really think about it, I don't think.
I try not to. Well, I feel like I'm doing good when, like, something passes, and I'm like, oh, wait, that was...
I have trouble when I can't understand people. That's about it.
But in a way, is... I'm not accusing you of this, but I think, and some of my personal philosophy...
Don't fucking call my ears broken, dude.
I'm just saying that I don't even have a retort for that.
That sounds good.
I don't remember what I said now.
What do you do when you hang around with Asian people?
I do math.
Gamble.
Drive bad.
I do a lot of math. I take lots of pictures, yeah.
We just all yelled out a stereotype immediately, like here's mine! I'm
really hoping we go up for like a whole love shitload more.
Yeah, I crouch real low, so I'm not as tall.
Grow smaller cock.
Yeah, I grow a smaller cock.
Drive poorly.
Okay, that was mine.
Yeah, you did use it, yeah.
I'm blurred.
Bowl haircut?
Bowl haircut. I worship Bruce Lee.
Slant piano. My eyes.
That's outside your scope. How dare you? Your eyes are never slanted at any other point.
Pretty good. I almost came loaded with some topics, but... Then I didn't.
Oh, you got content, apparently. Don't worry.
Fringe.
Can we stop calling an iPhone?
Yeah, you're probably
just
right
a phone.
On that.
Just a phone. Like, unless
Apple
it's something specific to it, iPhone. But... I don't mind it as a brand name. That's fine.
Right.
But it's a phone. I'm going to answer the phone.
Yeah, I'm not going to answer my iPhone. Yeah.
I'm not going to use my iPhone.
I don't
to
answer
look
my droid.
People don't say that. They don't go,
oh, yeah, they
I
do.
Answer my iPhone.
Well, they might not say it like that way, but I'm going to use my iPhone to look at the internet or whatever. Like,
yeah,
no,
I don't
really.
Do, well,
I just did this for my iPhone.
Is the only iPhone owner in the
do
group.
I, do I say that? Yes.
No.
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
But that's because I got to use my Motorola Droid here in a minute to call some. You know,
yeah,
I don't
just fucking brain
unless
watch,
it's something
man.
that's like you're describing something the phone is. You know,
right?
Like on my iPhone, it does whatever. That you're whatever.
That could still be on my phone. It does whatever.
If it's a if it's something that phones do, yes.
No, but
if it's something that iPhone does,
iPhone.
Like my iPhone looks super slick and
yes,
FaceTime.
Well designed.
Yes,
that's it.
FaceTime is a good one.
FaceTime
is
probably.
Or has that fucking
else.
Display or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that display as well.
But I just
man,
tweeted this.
Fuck me, dude.
Or are they? I think.
Yeah,
I think you're
you.
Actually
I will
saying,
try not to do that anymore.
I think you're actually saying my phone.
I will try not to give handshakes.
I'm
going to
check that up on my
people.
Phone.
Yeah,
look
my
that
phone.
Up on my phone. And Allison thinks you're saying iPhone.
Nope.
Hearing what he wants to hear.
You're brainwashed into hearing iPhone.
Don't fucking say my ears don't work.
No,
dude.
I've got to believe him because I don't remember anything I said. So.
All right. I'm happy about that one. Fucking people say iPhone a lot. It's just fun.
I know, dude. We just fun. Talked about it.
So is iPhone fuck. Statusy?
Yeah.
Is that where it comes from?
Yes.
Yes.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, it's elitist fucking shits.
I'm anti-statusy.
I'm going to tweet about that on my iPhone.
But John Waffle created the design on my shorts. So that kind of makes me elite.
It looks like his cousins work to me.
Oh, that's right. Fucking acid.
Do dogs understand? Like I've got
doggy style.
No, I've got a big ass bucket of dog food. Does my dog understand when that's running low? You think?
like he wants to make sure you go to work that day because that fucking
well, I don't know.
Bucket's running
yeah,
low.
I better
yeah, maybe.
Like he might wake you up if your alarm doesn't work.
Maybe, yeah. You think they recognize that?
Look, motherfucker. The bucket's getting low. You have no time to sleep in today.
I think, do you see the bucket?
Yeah, you can see the bucket.
I think my dogs eat more conservatively when their dishes are lower.
You can't see through most bags.
My parents' dog, that used to be my dog that I had to give to my parents because it grew too big to fit in the apartment, she bangs the empty water bowl up and down onto the ground with her mouth.
Okay.
She'll pick it. If it's empty, she'll pick it up and bang it so it makes noise because it's metal.
Right.
And she knows it's going to make noise. I'll
punch the fuck out of that dog. I'll get you water when I get you water.
I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah. It is cool.
Still, and nobody taught her that. That was a completely instinctual thing.
It worked.
Yeah. Yeah, it worked once, so she kept doing it. And I can't even get my dog to fucking sit.
Oh, the animals will fucking train themselves to piss you off. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
Well, I've been giving him peanut butter and dog treat sandwiches for the past couple of days.
Is it still cool if we pee outside, though?
Yeah, go for it. I don't care.
That's a long one.
Do you want to say bye first?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
Bad idea, man. Out.
Thanks for listening. You can find us at snorecoffee.com. Show notes there are cool. Website design is easy and nice.
Looks good. I like it. Twitter,
Facebook. Yeah, it's Snort Coffee. Facebook, it's somewhere. I think
phone
that
number.
Is it. Yeah, phone number 937-551-1040.
Easy.
Sounds a bad idea, man, peeing. It'd be sweet if you got pulled over by the cops right now. Is it still getting pulled over if you're standing there?
No.
Really?
Well,
I like it.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Fuck. Then you're just getting stopped.
Well, if
by
your
the
dick's
cops.
Out, though, okay. You have to pull that over.
Okay.
You can't just.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Tell people about it. It's a decent show. Bye bye.
Bye.
See ya.
I know I'm being super paranoid and sensitive again, but I feel like we should label the shows that I happen to be on.
Oh, they'll know pretty quick.
They go in a completely different direction,
yeah,
I feel.
Do.
I feel they take a different tone.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
I like the idea of being argumentative, and I don't know if it's flying. I need some feedback. Is it flying?
I'm not a huge fan of it. I'd much rather tell lies.
I always forget to lie, dude.
I'd much rather tell lies.
But I'm kind of trying to invite lies. Like when you come up with
what you're doing pretty aggressively.
Well, okay. But that's my normal.
It's a genetic code thing in a way.
I'm not doing it aggressively for me. I may be doing it aggressively
for
you.
A little aggressively for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not trying to fucking say shit. You're asking for input, and I'm telling you input.
No, I know, but if I reverse the input, then what I'm saying is, like, there's been a couple of times where there's been – you've brought up a topic, then I went off on some crazy fucking tangent for it, and then you kind of shut down.
Yeah.
Your argument comes back to, like, a one – word sentence or something, whereas I'm kind of, if you just go crazy on your side of it too, then it could get funny is what I'm saying. If you don't shut down just because I'm being,
the problem there is my topics are typically fucking pointless and don't have,
well,
don't
we
really
make
have
them
anything.
Point full,
right? But I kind of have what my input is on the topic already, and if it goes in a different direction, I'm fucked up by it.
Well, you gotta improvise. I thought that's what you were talking about. You wanted it to be lies. You can't.
Yes, but I'm apparently not good at it when it stems from an idea or something that I come up with.
Yeah.
Which is just some clusterfuck that apparently I have to deal with.
Well, I'm just trying to remember the exact topic where I, you know, I went off on my argument or whatever, and I'm not being dead serious.
No, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like. Yeah. I'm coming slightly from a place of my belief, but I'm going over the top of it for the purpose of embellishment.
But
then because I do that, then you just come back with a lie. I just think it's dumb.
Beautiful.